Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 330. And unfortunately, we're going to have to start off with some more sad news from one of our own. The horror and haunted attraction community has lost one of their own. Courtney Eller, who worked for Slaughterhouse Nashville in Hermitage, Tennessee, passed away after an extended illness on March 12th at the age of 50. She was not only an actress, but was known for her makeup effects, set designs, and gothic modeling. She will be greatly missed. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Courtney Eller and offers up this moment of silence. On a lighter note, we have this from Frighthaven Haunted Attraction in Stratford, Connecticut. Easter baskets look a little different at Frighthaven. Rotten Tales Revenge returns for two nights of twisted Easter fun inside the haunted house, April 3rd and 4th from 7 to 9 p.m. The rabbits are loose and the eggs are not the only thing hidden in the dark. Time slots are limited and some will sell out. Get your tickets soon. Get more information at frighthaven.com. We have this from the Rolling Hills Asylum in East Bethany, New York. Join us on April 4th for one of our most unique and wildly popular events of the year, our Adult Easter Extravagosta Adult Easter Egg Hunt inside the haunted halls of Rolling Hills Asylum. Search the asylum for hidden Easter eggs. Find the golden egg to win a gift certificate to RHA. 60 to 80 Easter baskets will be given away with prizes such as concert tickets, Buffalo Bills merchandise, paranormal equipment, Rolling Hills Asylum logo gear, and more. Your ticket also includes a catered buffet dinner from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. This event sells out every year, and we're already about 75% sold out. So don't wait until the last egg is gone. Get yours now before they disappear. More information at rollinghillsasylum.com. We have this from the Demon House Haunted Attraction in Monongahela, Pennsylvania. For the first time in 11 years, our Easter Egg Hunt, I mean Haunt, is happening Friday, April 3rd from 7 to 10. A mini version of the haunt with an Easter Egg Hunt in each room. Prizes in the eggs may include free tickets, valid for any day in the fall season, drink or snack vouchers, candy, or maybe some bugs. You never know what you might find in the dark. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/demonhouse. We have this from the Halloween Hollow Haunted House in Silver Point, Tennessee. Halloween Hollow Haunted House is holding the second annual free community Easter event. There's free entry, free parking, and free photos with the Easter Bunny, and a free Easter egg hunt with two age categories. Mark your calendars for April 4th. Get more information at HalloweenHollowHaunt.com. We have some news from Hell's Dungeon Haunted Attraction in Dayton, Ohio. Hell's Dungeon and Dungeon Darts presents Cookies and Photos with the Bunny, April 4th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Hell's Dungeon, 3866 Linden Avenue in Dayton. Tickets are available online, or tickets can also be purchased at the door. Hop by for some sweet treats and cute pics with the Easter Bunny. It's fun for all ages. The event includes cookies and drinks, photos with the bunny, crafts, games, and all children who attend will receive a goodie bag. So bring the family and celebrate Easter with us. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Hell's Dungeon Dayton. And note, the haunted house will not be open. We have an update from Haunters Against Hate, the event coming to Kalamazoo, Michigan. If you were at Haunters Against Hate Event 3, Season of the Witch, you may have gotten to see Annie Manildo perform. It was the first time for me as Annie came all the way from New York City to be a part of this event, thanks to Ricky Vitus. Well, let me tell you, I don't think I've ever laughed so hard watching a drag performance like this when I did when Annie took to the stage. Trust me when we say you are not going to want to miss her at the upcoming event Haunters Against Hate 4 in Kalamazoo, August 1st and 2nd. Get more updates and more info at haahtheevent.com. We have a little film news from the Terrifier franchise. This comes to us via Let's Talk Movies. Terrifier 4 is officially happening, and Art's past is about to get even darker. Damien Leone confirms the next chapter arrives Halloween 2027, and it's being set up as a brutal, epic finale to the saga. The twist? We're finally getting Art's origin story, with childhood flashbacks, traumatizing events, and the moment that may explain his silence. This could be the most disturbing installment yet, and as always, we will continue to monitor this story and bring you updates as we get them. We have an update from the Houston Horror Market Madness coming to Houston, Texas. Butch Patrick will be joining us at the Horror Market Madness April 4th at the Eureka Heights Brewing Company, 941 West 18th Street in Houston. Butch is best known worldwide for his iconic role as Eddie Munster on the cult classic TV series The Munsters. Beyond The Munsters, Butch has enjoyed a long career in film and television with credits including Munster Go Home, The Phantom Tollbooth, Scary Movie, Macabre Theater, and many more. Come out and meet Butch as he signs autographs and takes photos with fans April 4th from 12 to 7 p.m. Get more information at HoustonHorrorFilmFest.com/horrormarket.html. We have this from The Haunt at Walter's Pumpkin Patch in Burns, Kansas. We figured the kids shouldn't get all the Easter fun, so this one's for the adults. Join us on April 3rd for our 21 and over adult egg hunt and haunted bunny maze night. Doors open at 7:30 and we'll kick off the egg hunt at 8. We'll be spreading eggs around the patch with fun surprises inside, free drink tickets to the Pickled Pumpkin Bar, raffle entries, and a few extra goodies mixed in. It's basically a night to hang out, sip something good, and hunt eggs without tiny humans racing you to them. And if you're feeling brave, you can make your way through the haunted bunny maze with The Haunt at Walters, because what's Easter without a little chaos? Grab your friends and have some fun with us. Get more information at thewaltersfarm.com. We have an update from the Colorado Festival of Horror coming to Denver. Colorado Festival of Horror is thrilled to welcome David Howard Thornton back for our sixth year at the Colorado Festival of Horror Clowns vs. Witches, September 18th through the 20th. Best known as the iconic Art the Clown from the Terrifier franchise, David will be meeting fans throughout the weekend, participating in a Q&A, signing autographs, and snapping selfies. Fans will also have the opportunity to take part in a special photo op on Saturday, September 19th at 2, featuring David as Art the Clown in full makeup and costume. It's a must for any Terrifier fan. Clowns are coming, so witches, beware. VIP 3-day weekend hotel packages and Art the Clown photo ops are now available at cofestivalofhorror.com. We have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. We are thrilled to welcome Jasmine Savoy Brown to Midsummer Scream August 7th through the 9th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Jasmine is notably starred as the sharp-witted horror expert Mindy Meeks Martin in the most recent Scream films, Parts 5, 6, and the record-setting Part 7 in theaters now. Fans also know her for a critically acclaimed performance as the teenage Tysa Turner in Supernatural-tinged TV series Yellowjackets. Jasmine will be appearing at Midsummer Scream on Saturday and Sunday only for autographs and photo ops. We have many more guest announcements coming soon, so keep up with updates at midsummerscream.com. We have this from the All Saints Lunatic Asylum in Apple Valley, California. Join us March 27th through the 29th for our Rotten Egg Hunt. Can you find the treat-filled eggs before the demented bunny does? Can you find the golden egg and win the grand prize each night? Find out at 22521 Shawnee Road in Apple Valley. Get tickets now at allsaintsasylum.com. And finally, we have this update from Creep IE Aftermath coming to Ontario, California. Creep IE Aftermath just got a whole lot louder. We're beyond excited to announce that Chris Jericho is appearing at Creep IE Aftermath. From his appearances in Terrifier 2 and 3 to dominating the ring as a 9-time World Wrestling Champion, Jericho is a true icon of horror and hardcore entertainment. Whether you know him from the squared circle, the stage, the silver screen, or your headphones, this is your chance to meet the multi-talented legend in person. Note, Chris will be appearing Friday and Saturday only. Photo ops and autographs are available for advance purchase now. Happening July 10th through the 12th at the Ontario Convention Center in Ontario, California. Get tickets and more info at creepiecon.com.
That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is the week before Trans World. Can you believe it is already here? And I have a question for everybody coming in. How are you getting here? Are you driving? Are you flying? Are you taking a bus, an Uber, a plane, walking, hitchhiking? There are so many ways to get to St. Louis, but there's really only one really cool way to leave St. Louis, and that might be, for one lucky attendee of Transworld, you might be leaving the show in your very own hearse. And I'm not talking about some little Hot Wheels or Matchbox or scale diecast model. I'm talking about a real driving, workable, drive across the country hearse. How can this be possible, you ask? I'm glad you did. Every year for the past 5 years, going into their sixth year, Daryl Kirby of Kirby Family Farm, Scary Train, down in Williston, Florida, has been raffling off a hearse as a fundraiser to fund his very, very important charity work that he does down in North Central Florida. And this year is no exception. He is bringing a dandy of a hearse that I'm drooling at the lips here. Just, you know, can't wait to see this thing in action and hope he fires it up while I'm there.
but I do have him on the line down in Florida. Daryl, how you doing, sir?
Doing great, man. Thank you.
Have you had any of this crazy weather that they've been having everywhere else? I mean, I am being Florida, I have no doubt that somebody has seen snow in the last couple of days or tornadoes or some kind of crazy thing.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because yesterday I had the AC on and was in shorts at work. And today I came out thinking it was going to be another Florida spring day. And I actually had to go back in and grab a light jacket. So we did have a polar, you know, what others would consider a polar ice storm. I did have to get a light jacket today for the morning, but now it's pretty nice outside.
So what did it get down to, like 65?
Yeah, probably somewhere in that neighborhood.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I hate
it. Didn't
you.
Get below the 60s.
I hate you so much. No, I don't actually. I love you, man, and I love the work that you do. For those of you who may not be familiar with this, Daryl Kirby does raffle away a hearse, as I mentioned, to fund the Kirby Family Farms down in Williston. Tell us what that is. What is this money going to? Because this is an extraordinary thing that you do.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, so Kirby Family Farm, our day job, so to speak, you know, it's interesting because I meet so many great folks that whose, you know, haunts, you know, like some of the big, you know, home haunts and things do fundraisers and all for charities. Well, we were actually an existing charity. It's a 110-acre facility. There's a big wooded section of the property and things. And we're a children's outreach center and educational and museum facility. And we work with troubled kids, at-risk kids, medically needy, foster children, you know, basically any child that just has extraordinary, you know, just extra challenges more than the normal. You know, we seek to help lift them up in their pursuit of life. And so for years, people would come through and they'd go through the woods, you know, if after dark or sometimes we have a historic train ride. You know, it's over 100 years old out here. You know, it's a full-size real train on the track and all. And so people would always say, you need to do a haunted attraction. You need to do this. And years went by, and we finally, the stars lined up. The right people came in, some people with some experience, you know, doing haunts and things that come in. And I said, well, we'll give it a shot. And, you know, it's really interesting because we started out, and we did it the first year, had fun. We were in the black. We actually raised some money the very first year of the event for the charity. And all the proceeds go to the general fund of the charity. And so then the second year comes around, then I hear about this thing called Transworld. And I'm like, wow, this is kind of growing pretty quick. So maybe we should go check it out. So whoever could fit in the truck that wanted to go, we loaded up and went out to St. Louis and had a blast. And then by the second year, you know, I met Rich and Jen, and we were talking about, you know, just what we do and what we are and everything. And so they invited us to maybe set up out there, you know. And I thought, well, can I raffle off a hearse? Is that okay? And of course, as long as they were fine with it, as long as we met all the legal requirements, which it was actually easy because Missouri laws for raffles for 501c3s are a little softer than Florida. So because we had met the Florida, it was easy to, you know, just check the box for Missouri too when we were covered. So had all that legal stuff out of the way, brought our first hearse out the first year, which was, this will be our sixth year. And just did fantastic. And to us, fantastic was coming home with money for the charity. Because when we started going the first 2 years, I wanted to help encourage some of our directors and things. Because we are a true charity haunt. But, you know, now in our area, we're obviously well known, especially in the state of Florida. But, you know, a lot of times that word can throw someone off and they can think, oh, it's going to be a cute little haunt. This is a 110-acre facility, full-size railroad. Last year we had 7 attractions, our Clown Woods, which is a very traditional haunt, obviously, Clown Woods, a couple chainsaws. That's about a 30-minute experience by itself. Then we have the trailer park, which we're known for, and that's completely not your traditional haunt. That's another 20 minutes. We had Rat Attack last year, Hearse Hunt last year, the Not-So-Fun House, and then our dedication to the home haunters. We call it the Donowski's Dungeon, which is like a little kind of like a home haunt on the grounds. So you know, we've got a lot going on in things, and going out to Transworld, we would try to help you know, our directors and anyone who could volunteer every night, we're open to the public by helping with transportation and their badges to get into the show and everything. And, you know, so it, of course, would take a little money away from the charity, but it was more than worth it to compensate to help our team, you know, for the experience we gained, you know, from Transworld. I mean, it's number one, you know. Well, then we start setting up this booth and raffling off this hearse, and now we're coming home with a check and still getting the knowledge, still getting the access to the classes, still getting the access to the new products and the networking. And, of course, you know, I think one of our best things is we just love having our presence there now and having the booth there, because we just – we have, you know as well as I do, Drew, you have friends that you really don't see except for Transworld. But you chat throughout the year, maybe on Messenger or Facebook or something, or quick phone calls, but it's almost like a family reunion, you know, of the Haunt family, as well as it is a networking opportunity. So we just love it. We love coming out there, and now, you know, all year I think about what coach, you know, what hearse, what funeral coach are we going to be able to bring this year, you know, for the big raffle. We always try to pull the nicest one. And last year, I made sure it was our fifth year, so I made sure we had a black one. I think it was a 2004 Dakota from Wichita, Kansas, won it, and he drove it home from there. He was actually on site. And you don't have to be. You know, you can get your tickets, and if you're not there or if you have to leave, you know, before we do the drawing on Sunday, we can drop it off in Nashville at our dealership partner, or we can bring it back to Florida. Or if you're somewhere in between Nashville and Florida, we can make arrangements to, you know, hook up along the way. But it's been an awesome experience, and I think probably the worst part of the whole experience is for me is Sunday at 2 o'clock, because that's when it's over until next year.
And the family reunion is over, sir. And
Yes, you know what I mean.
Oh, yes. I consider you one of the people I must come and say hello to, because I only get a chance to see you once a year. But as you mentioned to me before we started here, you have got a Jim Dandy of a hearse this year. Tell us a little bit about this, because if what I think it is, you've got like the last of the Corvette engines that they ever put in hearses. Tell us about what somebody could drive away from Transworld with.
So each year the most requested is the black coach, the black hearse, of course. And so this year we're bringing a Crystal Coach in 1996, which is the last of the rear wheel drive Cadillac hearse. So we're bringing a 96 rear wheel drive. It's got 80,000, so it'll probably be over 81,000 by the time we get to St. Louis, because we do drive the car to St. Louis each year, just because we want to reassure, you know, often, you know, people come up to the booth interested in getting raffle tickets, and they'll say, well, do you think I can drive it home to Kansas, or do you think I can drive it home to Maryland or wherever if I win? And I'm like, well, I can't promise you it'll drive to Maryland, but I can promise you it drove from Florida to St. Louis. So, you know, that's the main reason that we like to drive it. You know, and it's fun. You know, it's nothing like getting pulled over in a hearse. So, and that happens to us a lot of times just because they're curious. Because one year they thought they were funny, and I didn't realize they stuffed our mannequin that we put, you know, because we have other smaller raffle drawings too, that other vendors donate things to us and all. They're very generous. So we had this mannequin, and it was stuffed in the back with the legs in the window. So we actually got pulled over and had to reassure them that it was not, in fact, an actual body thrown in the back of this hearse. I was kind of shocked that the officer was that concerned, because once he got close, he could see it was not actual human, but you know how it can go. So this is a 96 Crystal Coach, Cadillac Coach. It's got about 80, probably be around 81, under 82 by the time we get it at the show. And it does have the LT1, which is, so what they put in the hearse version of that LT, that Corvette engine, is a tuned down, what they call a tuned down version of the Corvette engine. So the horsepower is not as high, but they tune it down, I guess, because it produces more torque. Because you can imagine the coach is much, much heavier than a Corvette body. So.
Oh, sure. I was just imagining you zipping up like I-75, doing about 110 and no one's going to stop you because there's like, oh, it's a hearse. It must be the Grim Reaper on a mission or something. That would just be tremendous.
And those things will cruise. That's the thing about the hearse, you know, because they, it's funny to me because they certainly don't need to go that fast because most of them just go from, you know, from the funeral home to the cemetery and the church, wherever the, you know, the services are. But man, those things will absolutely ride out, and it is easily the most comfortable vehicle I've ever ridden in of anything.
I had the very good fortune of working for a haunt 1 year where the owner, between acting seminars, he loaned me his hearse as a driver. I flew into their airport. He picked me up, brought me to the hotel, and said, oh, by the way, outside there's a hearse waiting for you. Here's the keys if you need to go to the store or ride around or something. And you are absolutely right. Those things do get looks. Of course, it had all of the logos and everything on there, but boy, it was comfortable. I mean, you know, they just glide. They just smooth, and oh my goodness, I want.
So, you know, it's funny. We, for our team of volunteers for Scary Train, if you, starting with our friends and family night, if you're able to serve as a volunteer each night we're open to the public, you get put in the drawing for a running and driving hearse at the end of the season.
Oh, really?
And it's funny because we've done 7 now. I think we just gave away our 7th hearse. And I always get, whenever there's a new crop of volunteers and things, especially with the teens, the parents will be like, my kid better not win that hearse. And I go, well, you know, there's nothing safer for your kid's first car outside of a school bus. I said, this is probably the safest vehicle that they can drive without needing a special required license or something. And usually they come around, you know, but it was funny because we had a activity day Saturday that we actually, we call it a Barbie creep out party because, you know, we do the Barbies out there as well at Transworld. And so that we had a group and 2 of the hearses were in the parking lot from, you know, that were won through the, you know, through the things here as volunteers. And I thought, how cool, you know, and we've given away, like we've used some, if it's a, you know, a nice driver, but maybe, you know, maybe just not the greatest shape, but it's, you know, cosmetically, but it runs real well and everything. We've been able to help some of our folks out and some of the youth that are in our programs, you know, sometimes they're in a family and, you know, dad's car blows up and now he can't go to work. And if he doesn't get away to work, he's going to lose his job. So we give him a hearse. And so it's funny because we have all these hearses that will pop up around town and oh, that's so-and-so. Yeah, I see they're doing good, you know, and so it's rewarding for sure.
I have to ask you, over all the years of doing the work with troubled youth and programs like that, how many people do you think you have personally helped over this? That number has got to be just wonderful.
I have no idea. And you know, as you were asking me that question, Drew, my thought was at least one. You know, and because I think that's what's important, you know. And you know, I can, you know, we have those numbers. I mean, we, you know, in a normal year, we'll host over 10,000 children at no cost through our various events and outreach programs. You know, we just had 13 counties of kids in foster care and their host families here in November. We had, you know, we have an outreach center now where this is spring break for us, you know, and it's in the evening. But if you called me next week at noon, well, we'll all be in St. Louis together next week at noon. But if you were to call me last week at noon, Monday through Thursday, you would think I was in the middle of a zoo, you know, or Kindergarten Cop, the sequel. You know? And I love it. You know, I love it. My door is always open unless I just, you know, unless it's a confidential meeting, my door is always open. The kids will get breaking on. They're running in and out. So we have kids that we see practically on a daily basis that we're very involved in their lives. And then we see, you know, this morning there was a family and they were getting their annual evaluation, you know, so they just need us, you know, our goal is to, and my uncle, I have to give my uncle credit for this phrase, when he retired and he moved up to Williston from a few hours south of here, he said, you know, I'm not coming. He goes, I've worked my whole life in a supervisor position. I don't want to be in charge. He goes, I'm coming up there to take under, not over. And I really like that, you know, he's coming up to take under, not over. What do you need me to do to help you, nephew? And that's how we approach, you know, the kids' lives. You know, some need us all the time. You know, some need us once a year. Some need us quarterly. You know, some we may have a big event, you know, where we've got 1,000 kids on site, you know, and we're just, you know, giving them a great time, a great experience, but then we're also trying to bring in different resources and things for them, you know, especially for teens that may be aging out and things. So we did something really cool, and this is kind of veering off of the Hearst thing, but we did something really cool this year. We've always had, you know, group homes and things, you know, with kids in foster care and, you know, kids under state protection. We've always invited them out as our guests, you know, and we've done that for years. But this year, we got approached. They approached me and said, hey, how would you feel? They said, you know, a lot of places won't even have us out because they're worried our kids are going to get wild or they're going to tear stuff up or whatever. And they said, Mr. Kirby, you just don't care. And for some reason, they said, these kids will just listen to you. And I'm like, well, I believe it's because I love them, you know, and I think they can feel it. You know, it's kind of my life has always been kids and dogs. You know, they love me. I think it's because I'm sincere with them. But, you know, it's funny because they sat down and they said, how would you feel about some of our kids? And these are teenagers, you know, these are, you know, 15 to not quite 18 yet, you know, about to age out of the system that are in group homes. That's a fancy word nowadays for orphanage. They said, how would you feel about them actually being scare actors? And I thought, man, that's crazy. There's no way I'm going to take that on because, man, you know, these kids, some of them have really got some struggles and some challenges they're trying to battle. But then I thought, you know what? I'm always the guy doing the crazy. So I got to try it, you know, because it fits me. So we picked one of our haunts, you know, and I won't say which one, but we picked one of our haunts, and we invited them in. And so what I did is I went and I met and I got to know the kids and know the groups because I wanted us to know each other before they came out and got wrapped up into it. I didn't want any bad habits to raise their head, you know. And it just really, I mean, if I put it on a scale of 1 to 10, the outcome of how well it went for us, I would say it was a 12. It was just amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And, you know, we're already excited, already looking forward to next year. And, yeah, it was a pretty amazing experience. I never thought that, you know, of course, that's the way Scary Train's gone for us. You know, we started it just mainly because of volunteer pressure. They're like, please just give us a try. And then, you know, it opened the door to a lot of kids and when I say kids, I mean, we're not just all out here, you know, middle school and high schoolers. I mean, we have our oldest, you know, it's not uncommon for us to have scare actors in the late 70s. I've had an 84-year-old scare actor that was with us 2 seasons, you know, and was very effective, I might say. And all he had to do was sit in a lazy boy chair and wait for you to come up the steps. You know, he was a grandpa in one of our trailers in the trailer park. So we have a very vast, wider range of ages and backgrounds and beliefs and things, and we all work together. But
it is just amazing the work you do. And I, you know, I have 3 kids. I have twins. Thankfully, they're all in their 20s now. But when they were growing up, scare acting was my therapy. And I would build up that little pain in the lower back all year long and then could release it in one glorious 4, 5, 6 weekends working as a scare actor. So I imagine you probably did a lot of good with a lot of these kids who could probably be more of themselves in some cases and probably just get out some emotions that might needed to have been gotten out. And I think that is tremendous. And I'm very happy that that's worked out for you. And I can only imagine that's going to become bigger and better as the years go on.
I sure hope so. Mm. Well, for sure.
But in the meantime, coming up in just a few days is Transworld and your raffle. And I know that you do sell pre-sale tickets. You do have a QR code out there and a website where people can register if they can't make the show. Although I imagine the overwhelming majority of people probably do buy a ticket or several at the show. Let's talk about the raffle. You're giving it away on Sunday. People are arriving Thursday, walking in. I imagine most of them are going to head to the dark zone and go head to, you know, this animatronic guy, this prop guy, this mask person, and then they're heading to the hearse guy. They're going to come out there. They're going to see that you have this beautiful hearse. they're going to want to buy a ticket and maybe a raffle for some other prizes. I know in the past you've had 12-foot skeletons, you've had other various things. All of this is raising money for the Kirby Family Farms 501c3. How do they go about doing this? How does one go get a ticket or more than one ticket, whether they're coming to the show or not? And when is the drawing and all of that?
So it's as far as tickets are live. They're live now. I know we're well over 100 already. Somebody had mentioned earlier today. They can go to hearseraffle.com, and you can see various pictures of the actual coach that we'll be bringing in to St. Louis. And hearseraffle.com, click on the ticket link, and it takes you right there. Now, we will be able to, at the booth, we accept cash or credit, where obviously if you're doing it online, it would just be a credit card processing, no cash availability. But if the and I suggest, if you know, even if you're coming to the show and you know you want to do the tickets, I always say get them, you know, because we used to do, what was it, like 350, I think, tickets total, and we were just blowing through them. So year before last, every single person that came up, I said, hey, are you comfortable if we raise this to 500? You feel like the odds are still good? And 100% of the people's input was, yeah, we're perfectly cool with that. This is still good odds. We know where the money's going. This is cool. So we did that, and we thought, okay, now we'll be good, probably through Saturday to Sunday. And I think we still ran out of tickets, like, set by Saturday morning. So we had the biggest day, we were selling Barbies and body bags, So the short story of all that is, if someone's confident that they're going to want to get tickets, you can still come by. We still want you to come by and see the booth. I still want to give you a T-shirt if you don't have one and things. But get your tickets as quick as you can, because once those 500 tickets are gone, they're gone. And we're going to call that, the raffle at noon on Sunday.
And let's say it's 12:01. There is a winner in the audience. They come to you and say they're from, Michigan. Well, what do you do with title changes? Do you have notaries on staff? Do you have the title in hand? How can that person who was planning on riding with his buddies back up to Michigan, how does that person drive off the showroom floor at 2:05
so on Sunday? That's a great question, actually, and one that's rarely asked. And the way that happens is our dealership partner, and when I say dealership partner, when we, this all started because we were looking for a couple coaches for advertising our attraction. And I shopped and went, Facebook Marketplace every day. And it was around this time of the year. And I kept looking, couldn't find anything decent. And looked at car after car, and they were just ragged out, wore out, high school fun mobile, which I, have all the fun you want, but they were just wore
totally
out.
Understandable.
So I thought, well, how am I going to find some decent cars? And quite, being completely transparent, I thought, well, I'm not going to call a dealership because there'll probably be a larger markup and stuff. Well, finally, I just decided to call, and we connected with a dealership. They're based out of Nashville, Tennessee, and the salesperson, his father is one of the owners there. There's two owners of the dealership, and they really fell in love with our outreach and what we do, and we just kind of hit it off. We're the best of buddies now. We talk all the time. When either one of us is on a road trip, and going to be driving for a while, we just call and talk, and so we just hit it off. And in the beginning, it was funny because I was looking for two cars, and so they had two, and they gave just a tremendous deal. And they said, it's kind of like the TV commercial, but wait, there's more. They said, we see that you're a 501c3. We have another car. Took it in on trade. We've just been too busy to do anything with it because it's an older coach. Probably just needs a battery. Would you like that one too? And I said, well, I don't know what our budget will allow. And they're like, oh, we're going to donate that one to you. I said, well, absolutely. So then they said, well, we have another one. I'm thinking, oh, man, wait a minute. They said,
wait,
well, we have another
more.
One. Yeah, and then it's missing a few trim pieces and all that we helped one of our regular customers with and all, but you can have it, but we would definitely tow that one. I said, well, we do have a car trailer. So our first time we go up there, we picked up four coaches. So I'm just so grateful and thankful, just, man, this is like quite it. I do this earlier. And they said, you know, we would really like to continue working with you guys. Would you be interested in, you know, us, you know, sharing with our clients, if we share with our clients, you know, about who you are and you know, you can get these coaches if they want to donate them to you and all and turn them into money or use them to advertise your haunt or whatever you want to do. And I said, well, yeah, we can give it a try. And so that started in 2017. And, you know, we have over 50 coaches on site.
Oh, wow.
At our facility, we have over 50 funeral coaches, and that's not counting the limos. And one of them is a 1962 Pontiac Tempest ambulance hearse combo that was the longest serving ambulance at the Daytona International Speedway, which is pretty cool. And then another one is a 1969 purple hearse that belonged to the legendary Bo Diddley. It was his last daily driver when he passed away at 79 years old.
Oh my goodness.
And so those are the two most, I guess, iconic ones we have. This year we'll have over, I know it'll be 40. I don't want to say four dozen for sure, but I know we'll have over 40 coaches in Hearse Hunt. You know, Hearse Hunt's one of our mazes. We put it together one year. I said, hey, you know, these ones that, you know, we wouldn't want to sell as a driving coach or something. Why don't we save them up, quit selling them, and let's just save them up and make a maze out of them. You know, there's corn mazes everywhere. You know, I don't want to do a corn maze because there's five corn mazes within an hour of me, you know. But who has a hearse maze?
Nobody.
Because first you gotta collect them all up. You know, so we collected them up. We started we've done it 3 years now. But the first year it was just gonna be a maze of hearse, throw some zombies in there, you know, jump scares around every corner. And it was a huge hit. I thought, man, here we have all these intricate recipes, you know, all these animatronics and all this stuff and clown woods this and trailer park that and all these different scenes and all. Then we line up a bunch of hearse. You know, my buddy the record driver comes out. We move all the cars around so we can tuck them in tight and make this maze and throw some zombies in there and it's done. A couple smoke machines. And I'm like, how is this so good? You know, because it's so simple. You know, so then people are like, this is so cool, you know, because it's cool because they're literally walking through, like I said, over this year, there'll be almost four dozen coaches out there, four dozen hearse, and, you know, it's pretty creepy looking, you know. And so now Hearse Hunt, I guess, is one that's going to stick. We try to do new haunts, you know, every few years that we retire. We always have the trailer park of the Clown Woods, and we change different scenes up, so it's always new, you know, new experiences around some of the corners. But yeah, I guess Hearse Hunt might be one that ends up sticking as well, because we move the maze around. That's kind of the way we make it new, is it's not the same pattern every year. So
right. So again, somebody has won the hearse now.
Yes.
How
I squirreled on you. Thanks.
A little bit, but that's okay. I love the story, but you know, how does a guy who won?
I squirreled. Yeah.
How does a guy go ahead and take ownership?
How does the winner get their car? Thank you. So back to where I bunny trailed, back where I squirreled off. So our dealership partner in Nashville, they actually give us a temporary tag. So we'll be traveling on a temporary tag to Nashville, to St. Louis, you know, and then that tag will still be valid. Just like a regular temporary or dealer tag will still be valid. You know, they always make it so it expires, you know, like 72 hours after Transworld or something like that. So that way it's covered. So in the past we do either bring the title with us, or if the title is still in process, if it's a coach that we got closer to it, then the dealership handles all the paperwork for us. So everything's, you know, because I'm not familiar, you know, I'm real good on a Florida title, but sometimes a coach comes from Mississippi. Sometimes it comes from Alabama. Sometimes it comes from, you know, I mean, our farthest one that we've gotten in as a donation was from Montana.
Wow.
So
the dealership handles that, you may have the title, you have a notary on there, you sign it, do that, and then you have X number of days to get a plate from your home location.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So it doesn't sound too complicated. I mean, hey, you just want a hearse.
Our goal is to just make sure they're legal when they leave. So
absolutely.
If anything happens or they get pulled over, if they want to see what the Corvette engine will do, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure the I-70, I-64. Oh my goodness, I don't even want to think about it right now. Anyway, let's cut to the meat of this now. How much are tickets? Are you running a buy one, get one, or are you running a buy X number for a discount type thing? You're going to be selling 500 this year. Where can they get them? You said hearseraffle.com. I assume anybody in your booth can sell them a ticket, or do you have to be the person that sells them the ticket? Is there anything they have to be signed or otherwise? What?
Yeah, no, we'll have multiple people that are working the booth that can sell tickets. You know, help them. Basically, we just help them. We have our laptops ready to go and Square, you know, so they can do that there. But the cost, as you say, we ask for $50 for one or $300 for $100. And if you do the $300 for $100, whether you do it in advance to make sure you get tickets before they run out, or if you do it on site, if you attend Transworld, you can come by, you can say, hey, I'm Drew Badger. I bought 3 tickets online. Here's my email confirmation, or can you look me up? We always, any of our supporters that come to the booth at Transworld, they automatically get 3 tickets for the other drawings. And in the past, you know, Mortal Mask has been a partner with us, Studio 1031 Costumes. They'll donate something and all. And like you said, we've had 12-foot skeletons. I think we were talking about bringing even the Monster High collectible Wednesday dolls or something. We're going to have one of them. So in other words, even if you get your tickets in advance, the 50 for one, 3 for $100, stop by the booth and say, hey, Daryl, hey, Scary Train. Yeah, I got my tickets online. We're going to give you 3 tickets. And if you're all about that Immortal Mask, put all your tickets in that. If you want to try a chance at each item, you can put one in each. Or if you're all about the costume from Studio 1031, you can put them all in that. You get to choose where those 3 smaller raffle tickets go.
Oh, very nice. And it just sounds so easy. And for $100, you get 3 chances to win a hearse, 3 into 500. That's pretty darn decent odds right there. It's better than the lottery, that's for sure.
Yes, of course.
I would assume, being a 501c3, all donations for tickets are tax deductible, correct?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And, you know, where else are you going to have the opportunity to win a hearse for cheap like this? This is just an amazing thing. For people wanting more information, obviously hearseraffle.com, but they want more information about the Kirby Family Farms or the Scary Train that you run in October, do you have opening dates set yet, or do you know when your season is going to start, and how can people find out more about this very important charity that helps so many youths up in the North Central Florida and beyond location? Where's the best place, websites, social medias, where people can get more information?
So for general information, kirbyfarm.com, and that'll get you to all of our pages, whether it's Scary Train. Now, we do have scarytrain.com as well. That'll take you directly to the Scary Train page, but if you want a general kind of overview of Kirby Farm, you go to kirbyfarm.com, KirbyFarm.com. And then our opening night for Scary Train this year is going to be September 26th. And man, I wish I could announce what we're going to have, but we're about 90% of the way there on getting it worked out. We did something kind of crazy for opening night this year to see if it kind of punched things off, you know, because, you know, opening nights are typically opening nights, you know, much slower traffic and all.
Oh, sure.
And we brought in professional wrestling for opening night this past season.
Nice.
And we had zombies versus killer clowns. Oh, so God. They were wrestling as zombies against clowns, and it was so much fun. It was so ridiculous. It was awesome. And so we're raising the bar this year. that's what you get with Daryl Kirby. You know, that's what you get with good old Mr. Kirby, as all the kids refer to me as.
I would expect no less from you, sir, knowing you as I do. But, oh my goodness, this just sounds like it's going to be an amazing season again. When you do know and you can advertise what you're going to do, please be sure and let us know, so we will put that on our newscast, of course. So once again, folks, to review, go to hearseraffle.com if you are interested in possibly winning a hearse at Transworld. The proceeds will benefit the Kirby Family Farms 501c3 charity that helps troubled and youth at risk and in need. And it is a very good program that has helped literally thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of children. You can go to scarytrain.com and you can go to kirbyfarm.com and find out so much more of that. Daryl Kirby, I look forward to seeing you next week, sir. I probably should not buy a ticket because I have been talking to you like this. And if I was to win, wink, wink, it might be considered unethical, but I definitely will come by and probably get a t-shirt from you or a hat or something else going on out there. And I wish you the best of luck on this. It's going to be another great year at Trans World, and I know you're going to be a big part of it and certainly will be one of the talks of the town, so to speak, come noon on Sunday when somebody is going to win a hearse. So, Daryl, thank you for taking the time to speak with us here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And my name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.